Okay, so today we're beginning in Yonei Chatzitza, back at 25. The Ezra's Hashem will have Shir tomorrow as well. Okay, and then next week, Ezra's Hashem is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday's already Erev Yotzes. Okay. Then the Mechila is called for Ezra's Hashem Monday after Shavuos. Then we'll start off with Avelos that Tuesday. So, in your Chatzitza, there's a Chatzitza Daraisa and a Chatzitza Darabana. Chatzitza Daraisa is Rubo Hamakid. Roll the body and you mock it that you don't want it. But if it's only me at a mock it, then that's only the Rabban, because it's a vehicle of the body. So most chatzitzas are not going to be rubo or mock it. I mean, there is a discussion in the Rambam and the Gaonim about how do you calculate the body, the growth of the body. What page is that? Let's see. So it's like is the hair counted as a separate unit or not? You see the Rambam, what page that's in? Where it is. For example, the Meiri here, page 4, says, on page 3 of the Rambam, it says, the Gaonim say the Seir is considered a separate entity. So if you have Rova the Seir that has Chatzitzas, then that would be a Daraisa. But the Rambam says, really, that no, so Seir Shalom Kigufo. The Seir is part of the Guf, so it's just one. So if you have Rova Seir, it's not going to be the Rova of the Guf. Because say is just a very limited part of the body. The glyph is so say is just part of the glyph. Whereas the Gaonim say no, you view it as a separate entity as there. And the Meiri says that he quotes the Gaonim, that he says, V'chein v'sham v'komos rov ha'eva. That he says that there could be a shita that every eva is looked at as a separate thing. So if you have the hand, or even less, the finger, the rov of the finger, that's it's an eva b'fnei atzma. So the rov of that could be the raisa, but we don't assume on that. We assume rov haguf kipshuto. And if you're makpid, then that's a the raisa.
What does makpid mean?
Practice means that you don't want it there. You don't want it there. Hey, it's something on your body. There's mud on your body. You don't want it there. So then sit on your mat there. Something that you might be on your body that okay. Maybe it shouldn't be there, but you don't care. You don't care less. Could be different parts of the body, could be different. You have something in one part of the body, no one sees it. It's not bothering you. So that could be okay. Yeah. Maybe it won't be a derisive. It won't be. There's a face I have. Morgan was up there.
By definition, if someone doesn't notice something, it can't be bothered.
No, if something is bothering me.
Right, if I don't notice it, I'm bothering. If someone points out, you have a question, or you have something in your face, or you have something in your face. Well, if I don't notice it beforehand,
no, but say there's something. Sometimes someone will come over to me and you say, you have something over here. And I didn't notice it. But I'm not sure you might, because you just didn't know about it. But, yeah, in other words, it could be something on my face. I didn't feel it. I didn't know about it. But I'm not. But if I didn't know that it's there, I didn't want it.
It could be the moment of the tefillah. If you didn't know
it was there, then you were not. No, you didn't know about it, but you were not. Machbir doesn't mean that you have to have das right now. Machbir means if I would know, would I be machbir? Okay, all right. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. What is machbir? Why would we say machbir? Source.
That's a gemara. That's a question. And Rav Yitzchak, page 2, in the packet. Kator rubo makbit chotzitz. Chain a makbit and a chotzitz. And then gozru a rubo chain a makbit, mishum rubo ha makbit. That's a rubo chain a makbit is the rabban. Val miyuto ha makbit is also a rabban. So in most cases that we're going to have issues with are going to be miyuto makbit.
Okay, so if you go into the club, we'll be impressed. So then, on the Darius level, that's not consistent. Because you're not
obviously you want to wear it. You mustn't do both sometimes. If you're just going fully dressed, technically, on the Darius level, you're not mindful on your clothes. So, Judah Graeber is asking a follow-up question. He's taking it to the nth degree. He's saying, what if you would be wearing, going to the mikveh wearing clothing? Obviously, you want the clothing on. Would you say that's a makbid? It should be a drabana, because it's ruba.
Is it your
hapa or? Yeah, that's another thing. Whether it's totally on you or is it totally on?
Everyone wants to wear clothes.
Not that. When they go to the bath.
You say in the it's not good when you're in the bath.
What do you say for all the nice?
Well,
like someone who wants to wear
clothing when they're in the bath is so Moshe Blank is saying when.
The
this guy is a little strange. He goes into a body of water.
It's not good in general. It's not good when you're.
I guess that's what he's saying.
Okay, so, even though he said that, if you're not going to be in
Yes. So there's a famous Ravid on page 20 from Tackett's. There's a Ravid. Because of the good eight seven, good a pishtim, it's such rough. One knows, am I chotzim? Sometimes women have ornaments in their head, like different types of braids, you know, like ties, what do you call them? And strings, different, you know, ornaments. Not the hair itself. Say things that you put on the hair, bands and things like that. Yeah. So the Mishnah, it seems to say these things are chatzitzas. So the miyuto shedu machpidu. Right? She's, it's the miyut of the body, and it's ainu machpidu. She wants it there. So he says, no, lo, makpedesi. The lotemu kol sheinu makpedal of b'shas ha-tfila and takpedal of sha'achas. The makpedal of b'shiev sheshalotav are also, in other words, even though you're not makped now, but if I would be makped in another circumstance, and he gives you an example. If she's going to wash her hair, she's going to want to take away these bands. B'shosh v'chofef is this rosh. Ein ha-tabas she-biyada. You're having a ring. The famous thing about the rings. We'll get to it. Yev she-shalot ha-vrenu b'shas alisha. So when she needs dough, she's going to want to take it away. B'shosh ha-ofa. Or b'vashalas. So therefore, even though she's not makpid now, but she would, but she's makpid in another situation, even though that situation is not here now. That's called makpid. So, what?
Someone
makpid, if they're going to need dough, then the ring is going to get dirty, so they'll be makpid.
But if they keep it on, they need also.
Oh, so we're going to talk about that. We say Batladaita, but no. Most women who wear rings, I think most women would be taken off. Have an expensive, the engagement is very expensive, as you know. So she doesn't want to have dough stuck to the ring and, you know, take it off. So she would take it off. So then that would be matter. Now you could tell, but you could say, we'll see. You could say, well, my wife is not matter. But maybe most women are matter. So this is a big issue. Rav Abadi once told me another yisod. He thought that makpid means that you makpid right away. For example, if there would be mud on my hand, so I would immediately go to the bathroom and wash it off. I wouldn't say, you know, I'll wait for it. No. So he thought that the idea is makpid right away. But then he asked him, what about this ravid? That here, right now you're not makpid. So it's not. No, he said, no, but if the time of the kneading would come, then you would be makpid right away. Yeah, that's the idea. Whereas the time of the of the father comes, then you matpe right away. So then you that's called matpe. But if you're not matpe, okay, it's not something you really wanted to be there, but it's there, and you're not going home right away. But certain things you would, you know, it would be so embarrassing that you wouldn't do it right away. So therefore, he didn't think that his vor and the private vor are so serious. That was.
What about nail polish?
Nail polish. Well, so we'll see. Nail polish, Mikra Din is not makpid, which you want there. It's lanoi. Anything that's lanoi is not chaitzitz. Ah, but the ring is lanoi. But yeah, but the ring you would. Your matpid, but sometimes you could get messed up with the ring. But the Iker nail polish is lanoi. And nail polish you probably would, she keeps on even when she needs to go. So Mela, that's the idea. So even though the Chachila we try to Shulchan Aruch says we try to get rid of even Mir She'enema with Tadchila. But some women, we'll see it true in the Achiezer in this, for some women that they are, that they want to have nail polish on. And there's a rule. So they have to take it off and go to the mikveh, it's not going to be. Not going to be happy, so even though Mikra did some, you know, we try to take everything off, but Mikra did, if it's Lanoi, it's not Chotzitz. But like Rav Moshe Feinstein said, the Tabas is also Lanoi, but it's Chotzitz because in certain situation you would be mocked. But if something's Lanoi that you're never mocked with, then that would be mutter. Now, Moshe Feinstein, on page 29, packet 25. This is a true, you have to realize the best truvas Rav Moshe wrote were in Luban. You know, when he was still in Russia. You know, like Rabbi Will pointed out, he had house arrest and sometimes he couldn't leave the house or whatever. So he would, you know, sit and learn. And, so he wrote these real Kashuv truvas in Luban. And he wrote Chashuv Tshuvas in America too. But the Tshuvas in Lulav, those were the Tshuvas. Those were the days. You know, he built a hidden mikveh in Lulav, you know, like that. He built a mikveh in Lulav. He did underneath the swimming pool, he built a mikveh. That would have a shocker to the. He didn't have. In the community, it was a swimming pool. Underneath, he made a shocker. But he didn't use it himself. Why didn't he use it himself? So there are two versions of why he didn't use it himself. There's the version that people say over, that is the correct version. And so people, that's why it was like a 10-year difference between his two sons, Reuven and Reuven, which for 10 years they didn't make
it. He led away.
Huh?
He led away.
So some say, well, he was was using a shita, so he let other people rely on the heter. But I heard from Rabbi Nachum Rosenberg. He's one of the big mikveh builders of our day. He told me that's not the pshat. I think he said he's heard from Rav David the correct pshat. You want to hear the correct pshat? Correct pshat was that no, the heter was l'chatchila for everybody. But the government in that community made an isser of having mikvah. Right? So if his wife is going to become pregnant, then the government is going to realize that there's a mikvah around. And they can, whatever, put him in jail, whatever. Other people in the community, they'll just say that they're not observant. So, but the rabbi? The rabbi, of course, is observant. His wife is pregnant. There must be a mikvah around. That's the story I have from Rav Nachum Rosenberg. And that's the hidden mikvah. But he has a tshuva here, page 29, to his brother. His brother of Mordechai. Big guy. He didn't make it to America. Goin had gone over Mordechai, Goin had Bezin Shklov. So he has tshuva about temporary fillets. Temporary fillets. Without chitzitza. So there's a famous tshuva from the Zichron Yosef. It's here in the back. The Zichron Yosef. He says like this. This is the word he says. That when you have a ring, so any time could be the time that you're going to need dough. Maybe you want to need dough in 5 minutes from now. So therefore, even though you're not needing dough right now, but the zman of needing dough could be right now, theoretically. So therefore, and then you would be mach. So then, but say you have something that, say for example, the temporary filling. For the temporary filling, you are going to eventually not want it there anymore. But that's not going to come right now. Now it's on, you want it there, and sometime in the future, you won't want it there. It's not like the dough that could come any second now. So he says, well, the dough is makhmer. Because that could, the ring is marked, you marked it with that arrived sheet that the dough could come any second. Masha ain't came. The what? The temporary filling is not going to come any second. Can gamba blomba's man is caven sheesh man yadula sira inach shiva atamakes. Because eventually you'll be mad because you don't need it anymore. So the same thing over here. So that's why the filling, the blomba fillings manis, is not a chatzitza. Because right now you want it, and we're not up to that time where you don't want it. Hashem came to the ring. Is so the same. So that's what Rav Moshe said. So based on this, Rav Moshe, it's a discussion different bandages on the body of a hostess. Sometimes the woman can, you know, break her whatever, and then she needs this, you know, this bandage. So I wrote a whole piece on this. There's a tshuva. So the Mishnah says, and Shulchan Aruch says, "Reti al gabe makasos chaitzis." It is chaitzis, but maybe it's a sefer. As a discussion, maybe that's only if you could take it on and off over time to change the bandage. But say you have a bandage that you want it to be on for the next 5 weeks. So the Ksav Sofer, even though the Ksav Sofer in the end doesn't fully endorse it, which is not sure, but some others hold of this svara, that, and it's a similar to that svara of Ramosha, that something that is in the future that you'll be machped, but the future is not now. It's not like the dough. Sometimes the future you'd be needing dough, but that could be right now also. Here, it's man kavua la'asut. So that's a very important idea. Because sometimes a woman breaks whatever, and she has a cast or this, and then it could be a long time until she's going to get it off. So some hold, Mishnah says, "Reti al mak abe makasos chatzetz," is a problem. But others say that maybe you could be makel because right now she wants it there. And the time that she won't want it there is not yet here, and it can't come right now. You know, this could be for a band stitch, but this is only if she can get it wet. But sometimes the casting can't get wet. You can't get wet. So if you can't get it wet, so in other words, it can't be that you just put it on when she's in the mikveh, you put on another thing around it. Put a plastic bag around the cast. Because that's coming off right away, the plastic bag. So that's matched. You don't want it there. But with the cast, you want it there. So if you can, so again, some post can hold, even if you can get it wet, it's no good. And the other svara is no. That's the Ksav Sofer svara, even though in the end the Ksav Sofer himself sort of backs out. But this, so I wrote a whole piece on this. It's something that but something that you want the stitches now. They're not coming off. You want the, and they're not coming off. So then there's this, there's those sheeters that hold and it's not chaitzitz. Not everyone agrees to this. The chaitzitz are possible. So, but there are sheeters that has a similar svara to this Rav Moshe svara. I'm not saying Rav Moshe, because this svara is when he used it, someone to say, maybe Rav Moshe Feinstein might have said, maybe this was only said for God, maybe something based on a star. I don't know. Can't say for sure. you know, the cockpit, so they have Reuven, Feinstein, whatever. But if you say the Svara, it's something that you can get wet, and you want it there now, and the time has not yet come. So that's it. But then that could be okay.
The tongue ring.
How the water can't get there?
I think it's just a stud.
You wanted it. You always wanted it.
Unless people take it off.
I don't know. I deal with regular people. You have the Zifrin Yosef. Zifrin Yosef. Yeah, the tube from the Zifrin Yosef from page 23 from packet of the five. What is it? Tabas, the Inyan Chatzitzas Tabas, page 23. What is a Tabas? Nearly the Maha Hakiris Vadishus Hatez Yamu, the Ishish Ena Yfolo Kafto Bisham, Nesakamas Nafsha. So what is that? It's a ring for prolapse. You know prolapses? Okay. Means that a woman's uterus is falling down. And you have to put something in there to keep it up. So it's a kabas that's put in vaginally to keep the uterus from falling. So you shouldn't have uterine prolapse. But you know what some of the posts can call this ring? Ready for this? In the postkin, they call it the bagel. As a postkin of bagel. It's like a bagel. You know? A bagel.
Is it called the prolapse?
uterine prolapse is the condition that the woman has that needs to be rectified by this ring.
And if she doesn't have it, she has to have prolapse, or she
doesn't have it? It depends how serious it is. So if she has this condition of uterine prolapse, that the uterus is caving down, she needs to make sure that it stays up. So she puts this ring in. And that's what the different Yosef is talking about. Is that ring a chatzitza for tefillah? In other words, we're not talking about the ring on your finger. But the confusing part is because then he talks about the ring in the finger. And then he's talking about both rings.
Does she ever change this prolapse? I'm saying it's even outside. It's even
so that's his word. And that's how Rav Moshe said that he's matir the ring for the uterine prolapse. And he asks the ring of the Raivid that ring. So he says, and so Rav Moshe explains that's the chiluk because the uterine, the ring that you put into the uterine prolapse is you want it to be there all the time. But the ring that you're going to use for kneading, the ring that's going to be on her finger, you're not going to want it to be there when she's kneading. So these are big, but the yisod, the remorse is a very big yisod. And the Ksav Sefer has this tshuva. So even though she's going to want that ring out when she gives birth, or other times, but she's not giving birth right now, so it's sometime in the future. But that future can't come right any second. The kneading, she can decide to need no right now. But she's keeping a ring in the uterus to avoid the uterine prolapse. So when she's going to give birth, she's going to want that ring out. But she's not giving birth right now. The truth in the Ksav Sefer on page 18.
And the uterine ring is
going to
fall out at some point?
You're
going to take it out at some point?
Yeah, when he says she's going to take it out when she gives birth or other things that...
Is it considered internal prolapse?
Well, it's going to be with this concept of atzitz even internally. There's the outside of the body, then there's a base of starum. Right? Like, that's why you have to make sure there's no atzitz in the teeth. But then there's what's called makom balua. That if it's very far in, then you don't have to worry about it. So we'll have to discuss how far is far. But there's a point in the body where we say that's not based on starim anymore, that's balua. And there's no din chatzitza there. So the person, a heart surgery, and they put a stent in, so they're not going to say that that's a shayla of chatzitza. So on page 18, he says like this. On page 18, he says in the third line, from the arrow, Kadai and Shapir. So he says that this is packet 26. There's everything to do with the Kevin, Shalafamim. Packet 26, page 18. He's going to keep the thing on for months. The low use of Misham be time actually you pull me a love. Zero refuge, similar refuge, and often Misham. He's not going to have a moment to get it. Because right that he wants to do. He says, Imki Raya in law of a Mustaber by Atsmuso, become welcome on this book as for a sainable Raya. So in other words, he says it's good Svara, but you know, he's not signing off, but there are poskim that. That hold on this. So that can be very relevant for a woman. But again, it's only if they can get their hair. In some cases, you can't get it wet. And if you can't get it wet, then you're not going to be, then this had to more apply. So this had to mean if you wanted, the thing, if you can't get it wet, means you're going to have to put a plastic bag on it. And that plastic bag you have to take off. Soon as you come out of the mikveh, right? Because you're not going to want to go around with a plastic bag. Because it's not doing anything for your refuah. The cast you want on, but the plastic bag you don't want on. So you just want it for the mikveh, that, so that the process doesn't count.
What do they do?
I mean, it's a kula that I'm telling you that if you could get it wet, some posts can hold even if you could get it wet, it's no good. Because your TL is coming on also. But this svara, you know, one of the svaras is that you want it there now. So the body holds this way.
Do you recommend other forms of shaving sand other than a cast or other options for a woman?
To do what?
Or if she breaks her hand, breaks her arm.
I'm not a surgeon, believe it or not. I'm not a surgeon. So you have to ask the surgeons. But I don't know if the surgeons they're going to want something on, obviously. And that thing, when that thing won't necessarily be able to get wet. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, it depends on the case, then the surgeon depends on the situation.
And it's going to be in the way of let's say we're going to say, if let's say she's going to deform her hand, she doesn't have a cast. So it's worth it to put a cast on to push off the myths of.
Well, I'm saying when you go have surgery, you're going to have something on. So you're going to say, don't.
We're not.
No. Chas v'shalom, somebody breaks their arm. They have surgery, then they're going to put something on. No, I'm not going to put anything. So, that's not a question. No responsible surgeon is going to say, oh, just do a surgery and now just go home and you don't put anything on. And, you know, a lot of times you need it to, first of all, to stay in place, you know, for some time. But I'm telling you, not everyone allows, even if you can get it wet. I'll tell you, Maisa, if we shut the recording, and I'll tell you, Maisa.
Yeah.
Or if. But I want these guys to be able to hear.
Oh, it's not recording. How do I do this, kid? You're not stopping recording?
Are you guys here? Well, I can just tell Joe Miller to put out the end.
No, not that it's not the recording.
No. Okay, this is my, someone came to me. I'll leave it on my name. Somebody came to me and they had a thing on their hair, bandaging or something like that, and they could get it wet. So I said, like, we could be mikvah, we can go to the mikvah. So there are two types of mikvahs. One type of mikvah, if the rabbi says it's okay, they'll let you go. Another type of mikvah is, no, we have our rav, and we go to this rav, and he passed them. But we don't care this rabbi, that rabbi, they want psak for them when they're on. The other mikvahs have it that you can have your own rav, we'll respect his shita as well. So the mikveh that I said you can go, and they got to the mikveh. They called up their rabbi and said, no, you can't go. It happened to be it was a newly married couple. I didn't even know that. So then my wife, we lent them our car so they could go to a different mikveh that will allow. That's what happened. But it means I respect the mikveh that didn't allow, because the fact that it's mutter is not fully almut, but it's a fact that's given by certain gedolim. It's not like fully almut. So if someone has a different pshat, I respect that. But on the other hand, they didn't have a shubit. It's not the only mikveh in the world. So they didn't have a car, so we lent them a car. And they went to the mikveh.
This was with cast that didn't need any other covering?
Right. It was some type of, I don't know if it was cast or some type of bandaging. It wasn't like a, you know, But what I want to show you is that the other shita, there was more machmir that they let on, but even the shita that I follow is not going to allow when there's a plastic. There is one whatever.
Some do
allow
even with a plastic.
Yeah. So I wrote a piece on that. But it could be, I think, that even that sheet was only because they were afraid that the people would be nichshol. In other words, if you're going to let them out, I've got the mikveh for so long, so if they go with the plastic on, so it's a chitzit midrabanan, but it's not nisikaris. But the question is, would be bothered to do that in a situation where it's asap he did, but it's a lower issur than if they're nifshal and they're together without a good picture at all. Okay.
Did you stop plastic? Did it have? Was there a rationale other than saying there's a nifshal at all?
Yes, I don't know. I find it difficult. I wrote a piece I could show for you. I wrote it. It's printed. It's published. But, okay, so that's the... Okay. So, tomorrow, as a shem, we'll continue. We'll finish up the Tatsita things. And we'll go from there.
Plug the charger up. So it's running on
the Yeah, you have to plug
it. Yeah, it's running.
What do you think? Should I?